Nothing.
Oh, I love that movie.
Did not like any of them. I only watched them because they forced me to.
Fun fact, I was the extra on the second one.
Hmm. Is that a lie?
No, it's a fact. So at the end of the school during summer, if you see the black kid in the yellow shirt, that's me. I promise you.
You're dead serious.
All right, which high school music?
I wouldn't say dead serious.
You put that on ASAP.
No, you can't do that. I don't put anything on ASAP.
Which high school musical?
So are you serious or not?
High school musical 2.
Are you sure you're not mistaking yourself for Corbin Blues? Isn't it?
No. This is a black kid in the yellow shirt, which was me.
Where was it filmed?
Or at the end of like a song?
It's the first one.
You put that on our friendship.
Oh. How about you find out? You find out.
Okay, so High School Musical 2 songs.
And it was filmed in Utah.
What time is it? Summertime?
Yes.
Okay.
We got time.
We do.
I got to turn my phone off.
Oh, yeah. Turn off your phones. Come on.
Put it on silent.
Put it on silent.
Silent. No vibrations.
Okay. No, you can have it on. You can have it on. So just the one that's on the table. Whoa. All
right. We know we fast forward in this. We're going to try to find Cody.
You see the black kid in the yellow shirt behind Zac Efron?
I don't see anybody yet.
You'll see.
You have a dressing room?
What's up?
You said at the end, right?
Not at the end of the movie.
What? Were you wearing shorts? Were you doing a dance number?
The yellow shirt. The black kid.
There's a kid, a black kid in a yellow shirt dancing.
There he is.
Throughout the whole video.
Yep.
Let me see.
That's not
true. Let me see.
I promise
no,
you.
No, I can tell you if it's Cody.
Let me know how you get out of
it is.
If I see Little Bill,
I promise you it is.
Hold on, let me see.
You gotta go back.
I gotta go.
So you mean to tell me you were doing all of this?
Stop playing with
That's
me.
Not Cody.
No, it is. Look.
Why is it not in HD?
I don't know.
Right, that's me back there. Stop playing with me.
You got some after podcast homework.
I know you see it. You see me back there.
That's not Cody. That's
it is.
That's not Cody.
It is.
Right, so,
no, I can't. That's been a minute.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask ASAP myself.
But you don't believe me?
No. That's not Cody.
That's not Cody.
Bruh, I've been telling people that for a minute.
I could tell from the shape of his head that's
not
you.
Bro. That's when I had hair.
No, even with hair, you did not look like that.
Just for listeners to know, if you go to watch...
no, this is not making it in the
high
episode.
School, what do you mean? This is High School Musical 2. High School Musical 2, the first song, Summer's Out, or...
It's called What Time Is
Summertime.
It?
Summertime. What time is it?
What
yeah.
time is it is the name
I was
of the
extra
song.
Dancing behind Zac Efron. Black kid in the yellow shirt.
He doesn't even know the
This
name
is not making it in.
Why?
You should save it, though, for, like, a bloopers reel.
No, that whole bit was great.
We're getting into the show.
Nah, this is the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let it breathe. I go on and on. Can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers. Rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. Ooh, wee.
Excuse me.
Nah, bro, you can't be doing that.
Oh, my God.
Nah, you can't.
That's why I did it.
Nah.
That's why I did it. Hey, shut up.
Oh, you got the shirt with the matching. I didn't get that.
Come on, you...
I didn't peep that until
details. Anyways, good morning.
I could be too, yeah.
Good morning, Tallahassee. Welcome to Melted Chocolate, the show where we talk about literally everything. It's your boy once again, you know, the average guy, AP, back at it. You know who's on the ones and twos.
Come on.
Charles, Peter, Lobosco, Tabasco, Smokey, Smoke, Chuck, the third, the fourth, the fifth is our producer for today. And we have a special guest. We'll get into her in a second.
Woo!
But first, we got a Would You Rather, of course.
Of course.
Today's Would You Rather is, would you rather have to use utensils with everything you eat or never be able to use utensils again? What we got? Don't give me no cut and dry answer. Give me an explanation.
Well, there's some nuances to this because, I won't bring that up because we have, it won't be appropriate for the guest at hand, you know.
What do you mean?
Man.
We talking about food. Come on now.
You said anything.
The children.
I hadn't said anything yet.
Oh my God. So, give me an answer.
So,
would you rather never be able to use
utensils? Chuck, you see what I'm talking about here?
Or always have to use utensils when you're eating food?
You said eating food?
Yes, we're just food. Come on now.
I swear he didn't say food in the beginning, but if he didn't say food.
Let me see what I typed.
It's okay. I thought it was everything you eat.
Yeah. Would you rather have to use utensils with everything you eat or never be able to use utensils again? But let's well, narrow it okay down then. To food.
All right. So
you going to use a utensil for that?
I do not.
That's the, what question. The question was. What's
your, for food. Food.
Okay. I would use a utensil for everything I eat.
Oof.
Every thing of food that I eat. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Potato chips.
I wouldn't eat potato chips because I couldn't do it.
So let me get my spoon.
Ew! Like a bowl of cereal. Like
one potato chip on there.
That's gross.
What about you, special guest?
I would use utensils because you need a nice knife to cut through a steak.
That's true. How do you like your steaks?
Medium well.
Come on.
Come on, no.
That's how you do it.
I was uneducated for quite some time. I was like, well done.
No, well done.
Well done.
Your shit gonna be chewy.
And then, yeah, like Chewbacca. I'm going with utensils. Because not being able to use utensils for anything, for any food ever again. You trying to tell me I gotta take my ramen and just...
Just a 1 year old, that shit?
Yep. Literally.
Oh, that stuff? Sorry?
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
I'm cursing, sorry.
All right, so we're all going with utensils.
Yes.
What is she doing? Oh, no. Hey, we got a special guest who is...
You said... What did you say, Chuck?
Yeah.
Said, okay, yeah.
Chuck's going... Producer's going utensils as well. Clean off the board. Clean sweep. We got a special guest today who's Snapchatting.
Oh, my days.
Oh! How you did that? Now she's on Instagram. But this is a special guest, as I just said. Adria SP Designs.
Woo!
She is...
Do we have a round of applause button on there?
Oh, shoot. You know. You know.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. Don't go anywhere.
Don't say anything yet.
I know the it's eager. It's eager. Y'all are eager. We got my oldest sister in the building.
Yes.
My oldest sister, Adria. That's A-D-R-I-A, not Adrian. Most people get it confused. But yeah, how you doing, sis?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to be here, y'all.
Yeah, come a little bit. See, this is what I was asking before.
Speaking to the mic now.
Hi.
Hey. All right,
cool. So how you doing?
I'm well, and yourself?
Better than I deserve.
There you go. There you go.
I gotta steal that from old C-Web.
There you go.
Who stole it from?
Huh? They can look back at the other episode when I quoted it.
Oh, yep. Let's see who our loyal listeners are.
Mm-hmm.
We got Adria here. Adria, tell us a little bit about yourself real quick before we get into these questions.
Well, like he said, my name is Adria. I am a fashion designer, and I specialize in children's wear, and kind of been doing that forever. It's my thing.
Okay, so let's get right into it. What inspired you to be a fashion designer?
Well, if we're going to be honest, I originally wanted to be a veterinarian, but I'm allergic to cats and just a bunch of different animals. I didn't want to have to take allergy medicine all the time. So I thought, I like clothes. I like clothes a lot. I wonder how you make them. So 6-year-old Adria decided to be a fashion designer.
At 6 years old?
6 years old.
Yes.
That's news to me.
That's a passion right there.
Yeah, for real. Yeah,
since I was six, I was super into clothing. I would cut up things. I would fall on purpose, like in the playground, to mess up my jeans so I could cut them up later on. Because my parents got upset when I was trying to mess with my clothes.
A visionary.
So started, ahead of time. Started young.
So you graduate high school, and 2 minutes later, you move. First of all, me and Adria are from New York, from the Bronx, New York.
Hello.
And so we moved down here however many years ago. And then the literal second she graduated high school, she shot back up to New York to go to college. And you went to where?
The Art Institute.
Of New York.
Of New York.
Of New York City. It was in Soho.
Soho. Is that in Manhattan?
It is.
Yes.
Oh.
It's great.
I'm getting good at this borough shit.
Soho's great.
Stuff.
Oh my gosh.
I'm cursing. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Did you say your country?
I'm cursing.
So you went to college specifically for fashion design, or was it like a specific?
It was specifically fashion design.
Like you got a degree in fashion design.
Yes.
That's quality.
What kind of classes do they go like?
Yeah, what are you?
Is it like the color wheel first, and it's like loose fitting versus slim fitting?
So since it wasn't just like fashion that we had to learn, we also had to learn core curriculum. So I had four classes. Yes. I had about four classes, I think, a day. So I tried to do three of them to be specific in fashion and then have a core class. So I had to have math. I had to have science, history. But the cool thing about it was I had regular like American history and world history. But then I would have the history and fashion where we studied the clothing. I'd have science. Then I would have fabric science where you studied fabrics and the scientific combinations of the fibers and whatnot. So it was fun. I enjoyed those classes more than the core classes like math and English. And
yeah, that's dumb.
Eh. But I don't even remember what we started with. That was so long ago. It was 2010.
That's 10 years ago, folks.
Sheesh.
To date the show.
Yeah. To date myself. Jeez, I'm old. But
Yeah.
Oh, you're a spring chicken.
No, don't try to tell her. No, she's old.
You're not supposed to tell a girl that she's old.
I don't care. This is not a girl. This is my sister.
Whoa. Oh,
okay.
Wow.
It's like the...
She's like, you're what, 27?
Yes.
Goodness.
I don't think she's 27. I think she's 28.
I will be 28 in November.
She'll be 28 in November.
Yeah. Yes, okay. November.
Because we're 4 years apart. So.
Aw. Aw.
Cuteness.
Aw.
Anyways, so you were inspired back then to be a fashion designer at the age of six. What inspires you today to continue being a fashion designer?
Well, when I was in high school, don't even remember what grade, I found out that I was having a little sister. And then that just sparked my love and interest in children's wear. So ever since that, I've been designing children's wear clothing because of my little sister, Miracle. Shout out to her.
Who's 13 now, by the way.
Yes. Happy belated.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, continue.
And she just kind of keeps me driven. Just my love for her and seeing her grow has made me just kind of want to continue doing what I'm doing. I love children's wear. I love, honestly, I know the parents buy it for their kids and the parents think it's cute. But when the kids are wearing it and they just get so excited and they're like, I look so pretty. Oh, my God. I love this dress. Or it's so sparkly. I love it. Oh, my God. That's really what just, like, keeps me going is the little kids' reaction when they get their things. I love it.
So you're specifically only in kids' wear?
No, I do other things. I do women's wear. I do accessories. And I do some men's accessories as well. And we will be getting into men's very soon. Very soon. Melted chocolate. You guys will get the exclusive first pieces.
Oh, come on.
I'm putting that here on the pod.
On wax.
On the pod, so y'all could quote me later.
It's on wax. We can.
Can you disclose what those pieces will be or no?
Well, I do have, as you guys, well, you guys can't see, but they can see. I have some ASP logo shirts. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing one right now. I will be making some for men as well. Some t-shirts, some tanks, you know, different variety, different materials.
Because we do support growing brands.
Jersey.
Absolutely.
And we gotta have an ASP hoodie. So hoodies.
Of course. Long sleeves too.
Yes, yes. We'll have some nice fire hoodies, ASP brand for the guys, and you guys will get the first editions.
Hey, appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
Yes.
Got you.
Appreciate it.
Got you. Love me some melted chocolate.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh, my bad. You got
to
tell me.
We'll get there. Awesome. The flu, we'll have to practice. So let's talk about some menswear because let me do my math.
Oh, he about to get carried away.
I think you multiplied it two, Chuck.
Don't forget the remainder.
Yes, got to add that in.
Yeah.
Take the square.
Decimals, don't forget the decimals.
And then, I don't know what you're talking.
And you got to take the square root of the hypotenuse.
Of course.
Yes.
I got it. Not, it was about like forever ago. I was told I was getting a robe, right?
A robe?
A nice robe.
He wanted.
How'd he get a robe?
He wanted some like Hugh Hefner.
I wanted a robe,
furry
right? I wanted a purple robe, no sleeves though.
Weirdo.
And then I wanted like gold trim on it, and it needed a hood.
You're bugging. That's not a robe.
What is it then?
That's like a sweater. It's like a sweatshirt with no hood.
No, but it's not like going to be like. Sounds like the it's going to be all the way down, right? And it's going to be all nice and
long. Bro, what are you talking about?
Yeah. It's, I guess, a sleeveless long like hoodie.
His little special cloak.
And she said, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're still waiting for it.
When was this?
Bro, a long time ago. This was over 5 years ago.
Yesterday? Yesterday.
Yesterday?
Over 5 years ago.
Yesterday.
How's that project going?
You know, it's going really well.
It's not going, Chuck.
We only want the most luxurious furs.
She can't even speak.
And currently with the current climate that we're in, you know, the corona, we don't want corona-infested fur.
That's true. Speaking of the coronavirus, how are you handling this pandemic with your fashion stuff and whatnot?
Well, when corona first hit us, my job had furloughed me and I was off for a while. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Then the world reached out to the designers and the sewers and said, we need face masks. So I started making some face masks. And I kind of was just doing it to donate to different hospitals, and that's all I was looking to do. I had some extra fabric, but then a lot of people reached out to me and wanted to purchase, and I feel like I had like a little side hustle in my designs doing the face mask. So that definitely helped me throughout the pandemic with the unemployment not hitting me right away. So I made a little extra cash out of that, and I would use the money that I made for that to buy more material, so I was able to donate to other hospitals. So I donated to hospitals here in Florida, to hospitals in New York, and I know a couple of the people who purchased from me bought specifically so they could give them to hospitals in Puerto Rico. So I feel like it definitely touched a lot of people, and I felt like I was doing something to help during this pandemic. So I've been getting through it, though. Now I'm back at work.
Go ahead, give her another applause. That's great.
That is great.
I love that. I love the giving back.
Very all about good. Community.
Yeah, well it done, is. Well done, I love well that. Done.
Are you still making masks, or are you done making masks?
I'm still making them. I'm not making them at the scale that I was making them before because right. I work full time, but I'm sure. still making them.
Okay, cool.
Now, my mask is kind of small.
It's all right.
It's because my head is big.
You have a big face.
I do. Big ass head, boy.
Oh, peanut head. Oh, meatloaf head. Back of the neck. Look at that, boy.
Whoa.
Oh.
Don't talk about the back of my neck now.
Look like some barbecue, man.
Me. I'm not going to get on you.
No, don't do that.
I'm not going to get on you.
Adria, anyways. So do you plan on like putting your products in stores? Like, have you ever reached out to anybody?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah.
Okay, so the world, as you know, a lot of people are attached to their phones. Mm-hmm. So e-commerce is a very big way to sell your things. So
right.
I am currently in the works with different web designers to create a website. You know,
okay.
You can't put your eggs in one basket. So right. I got a couple of designers that I'm working with to figure out what I want. So I'm going to have a website, but I would love to definitely get my stuff into some stores. There are some stores that I really like, and I think that I could design some cute things for, like Target. Target has some really cute kids wear. I think I can definitely be, my aesthetic would work with them. And it's less money. It's cheaper to put your things into stores versus having your own property, because now you have to pay for the property, pay for the staff, and all of that, more maintenance. So I definitely do want to put my work into some stores.
Cool. I love that idea of expanding.
So you're getting your stuff in the stores. Now you work at a store. We're not going to mention the store just in case they get salty, but you work at a store.
What kind of store?
I work
an upholstery store.
Well,
no.
No,
they sell upholstery.
Okay, goods. We'll keep it at that.
But I work goods. At a furniture store, yes. One of the top furniture stores in the country. At that.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So, do you plan on, like, let's say, taking the leap and like quitting the store and trying to do this fashion stuff full time and like, you know, sink or swim type stuff? Or?
Well, I worked really hard to get to where I am, so. Being that I design clothing, I went to fashion design school. There was also a program called fashion merchandising and marketing. So although I didn't go to school for fashion merchandising exactly, I've worked in fashion merchandising. I've done a lot of internships because I decided that if I was going to design, I should understand how the consumer is shopping. So I've always been working in merchandising, and I was doing that's basically styling clothing. And when you're merchandising in the store, just kind of setting it up, setting up how all the clothes are going to be in the racks, doing the mannequins, like that. So I am currently the visual merchandiser for this furniture store. And worked my way up here. This is my first time working in a furniture store, working in the, you know, interior design industry. I do enjoy it. However, I am looking into what I would need to do in order to be designing full time and just kind of running my business full time. I do think it would be worth it. I just don't know if I want to give up my career just yet because I worked really hard to get here.
Right.
So we're kind of doing, I'm trying to do both of them full time at the same time, but you really need your eyes open and your energy to use a sewing machine. So
would you be willing to like go part time at the place of work?
If my job would let me do part time, I would love that. That's something that I do want to speak to them about, even if it's just cutting back like 5 hours and giving myself a little bit more time. So that's something I'm going to probably be presenting to them in the near future.
So you haven't asked?
Not yet. Yeah. It's been an idea that I've been throwing back and forth in my head, but was off for 2 months from the corona. So I was like, I don't want to go back and be like, can I have more time off?
Right.
So it's gonna be a discussion that I'm gonna have very soon.
That's good to hear.
It is good.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Get you on strap the rocket. Support. And
yeah.
Just take off.
Take off.
All right, a couple more questions before we get into you personally. What is the toughest part about designing? And then what is the easiest part about designing?
The toughest part, I do a lot of custom work. So the toughest part would be I understand the fabric and the design aspect a lot more than a customer would. So they might have these extreme ideas and, you know, their budget doesn't fit the extreme idea. So we kind of can't do that. So it's just working sometimes with clientele who have this vision and think that just because you make something, you can make anything happen. And as much as I can try to do all of that, sometimes it just doesn't. Their vision and how it gets constructed doesn't always work out. So just keeping the customer happy. And then when you're doing custom, and it just becomes kind of like a little battle sometimes. But I haven't really faced too much issues with that. But it can be tough.
That's when you tell me you're not a miracle worker.
Exactly. Mm.
Come on, Charles P. Now, what's the easiest part of it?
I don't know what the easiest part would be. I really enjoy it. So just coming up with the ideas and
seeing
it come to life and seeing the fabrics, just I'll see something and I'll know exactly like what fabric that I want for it. And I can like, I just envision it in my head. And when I go out and I go get it, it's just so kind of putting it together can be really easy for me, but I think it's more so that I enjoy it. So it feels easy.
That's good. That's nice.
I have a question for you.
Hello.
Okay, so you design for children, right?
Majority.
Yes. And these kids grow up.
They do.
So do you plan on, like, do you make it like a little bit bigger than it kind of is so they can wear it a little bit longer? Or do you just kind of be like, oh, if you have siblings, just pass it down? Because, like, when you get to the adult size, they're not really going to grow much anymore. But kids, they could be this big 1 week, and then, like, 2 weeks later, they're, like, a different height. So, like, do you plan on that? Yeah. Do you plan on that, or?
I do. So, when you do custom work, if, like, the parent really wants it to, like, fit them. But nobody really puts fitted clothes on their children like that. But if they really wanted to have, like, a specific fit, I can do that. However, I kind of use general sizing. So if your kid is 3 years old, I'm going to make it to fit, like, the average three-year-old size. So, for example, I have a goddaughter, and, like, when she was three and I made her something that was three, she's smaller. So she can last longer wearing that. So I kind of look at the kid, you know, and I see. But I never make anything because they're kids. You don't want them too form-fitting. So they always have a little bit of room and a little bit of give. So as they grow, they can fit into it for a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's always been like a weird thing because, like, the kids grow up so fast.
They do.
And
yo, kids be going, especially these days,
yeah,
bro.
Those hand-me-downs are, like, they're...
They go quick.
They go quick, so...
Like, at my job... Whenever I have a parent come in, they're like, oh, they're a size 3. I'm like, so I'm gonna put you in a nice size 4. I'm like, oh, that's not what they were. I'm like, listen, 2 weeks, they're going to be a 4. So you want 4 weeks out of this shoe, get the 4. But they be growing fast.
Yeah, super fast.
Now, last question for you before we get to Adria instead of Adria SP Designs. We asked Colin to give us rapper names, right?
Yeah.
He couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. I'm Muscles Marinara. I had to give it to myself. I want you to look at the three of us.
Rapper names.
Yeah.
She's going to give us rapper
names.
No. Oh, no. Oh.
Would you let me finish?
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
I'm jumping the gun. I'm sorry.
You are. I want you to style a lot. Like, look at us and, like, build an outfit from head to toe for each of us.
Okay.
Starting with Charles Peter Tabasco Labosco the first, second, third, fourth, fifth.
The real ones know I'll be straight with some sweatpants and a hoodie. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so, should I put you guys at an event?
I don't know.
Yeah, we at the casino. Yeah.
At the casino?
The casino. Okay.
Okay, wait.
No.
I wasn't thinking that formal.
Oh, okay.
I've been to a casino. Because I feel like that's... I've seen some dudes roll up in, like, basketball shorts to the casino.
Oh, so, like, Club Igloo.
Well, what they know about Club Igloo?
We're not going to get into that.
No. It was a casino boat.
Okay. Oh, that's different.
And they were, like, in basketball shorts. And just
Let's see. Okay. All right. We pull up to a function. A party.
Oh, Club Igloo. I just got that.
Man, they don't know nothing about that.
They don't know.
We
pull up to a function.
So we're not at the casino. We're at a party?
Yeah, a party.
Okay.
Not
a house party or, like, a...
Like a mansion party.
Okay.
So I guess you could say a house party.
Well... You know what? I'll just invite you guys to my wedding reception because I'd have my wedding reception in the mansion.
Okay.
So it's a wedding reception and you're stylizing. Is that the right word?
You could say stylizing, yes.
Okay. Chuck's first.
Okay. So for Chuck. For some reason, I feel like Chuck would look good in a burgundy, like a nice wine color.
Burgundy.
Yes. And I also really want him in a vest. So I think I'm going to have him with some nice, you know, dress slacks, burgundy. And then his blazer jacket would also be burgundy. We'll keep it. I feel like he should have. I'm going to have him in a white button up. And then the vest. It's going to be burgundy, but it's going to be made out of different materials. So when the light hits it, it kind of looks
velvet.
Like, it looks different.
That suede.
Yes.
That suede. Yes. Yeah.
Like a nice. So I feel like he would rock that.
And what about the feet?
What kind of shoe? Yeah,
have
kind of
the heat on the feet.
It's going to be
not Adidas.
Loafers?
Bro, the 2K20 red loafers with no socks.
What kind of?
Just like a nice dress shoe.
An Oxford wingtip.
Not a wingtip.
Square tip.
They don't know. They don't know that we know
I'm
this.
I'm giving up too much game. I'm sorry.
What kind of dress shoe for Charles Peter?
probably a nice loafer. Nothing lace up.
Nothing lace up.
Okay. Nothing too late. Like maybe some nice, a nice like modern loafer that you slide in, but it doesn't look like, you know, a grandpa shoe or like a hospital shoe. Just like a nice modern style.
Any accessories?
Well, he needs to have a tie.
Okay. Of course.
He needs
bow tie or regular tie?
He would look so cute in a bow tie, honestly. He would. I could see it.
Or the no tie open button with the chain sticking out with a little bit of chest hair.
He's wearing a vest. We don't know. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, right. Okay. You know, we can't give him all away.
Right, right, right.
So I feel like a bow tie would be good, and then you know, nice watch. Nice watch, and if he wants to add some jewelry to it, he could. I'll let him
nice.
Pick styling his accessories. And
nice look for Chuck. Now, quick question, real quick, before we get to Cody, is an Apple Watch good for every fit?
See, no.
That's what I was thinking, because like.
Well,
I mean,
it's the band. So a lot of times the band that. It's like that, like rubber silicone kind of fabrication. So that can cheapen what you're wearing. But there's this thing called Amazon, and they got all the bands.
I know, because I have a nice watch in there, and I feel like if I'm dressing up.
So like, I've seen them have like traditional looking watch bands.
If I'm dressing up, I'm never wearing an electronic watch.
Yeah, I'm gonna wear a regular watch.
Yeah,
or a hybrid, because what's that? We'll get into it later. let's go to C Web.
Okay. So, he would be wearing a skinny tux.
Man, come on.
A nice skinny tux. Real clean. Real tapered. Tapered.
Gotta catch the angles.
And I feel like he would look real good. All black. Like nice dark black. And his shirt, button up, of course, would be a light. Not a light. Like a medium heather gray color.
Heather gray.
Yes. And a nice skinny tie. It would be a skinny tie. It would be black, and then it would have some sort of gray kind of pattern design, but nothing too popping. Very subtle, very chill, nice, very nice, clean, tapered look.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And
again,
go ahead and accessorize with your jewelry as you please.
I don't wear too much jewelry. Not no more these days. You know what I mean?
Not no more.
I keep it classy. Yeah, just a pinky ring.
I got it. Pinky ring till I get a wedding ring. Come on. All right, I guess.
And now to AP, who will be in my wedding party. The fourth.
The fourth one down the line. Dad, you, Alicia.
True. You're right. The fourth AP.
Whatever.
But he's the only one they really call AP, so.
Yeah. I'm the real AP. Whatever. Go ahead.
Anyway. So you would be in my wedding party, and my favorite color is purple.
As is mine.
Exactly. Because we're
lavender.
There. Lavender. So, yes, you would probably be, I don't know if we're going to do all black or do a gray suit, but I feel like you would look so poppin'. You would be so handsome in a nice gray suit, nice gray wool. Like, we're going to.
Ooh, the wool.
We need a nice wool suit. Yeah, like, know about real, the wool. Like a
wool.
You know.
I know it's hot outside.
Well, I want to get married in the fall.
Good God. So you have me sweating
it will
bullets.
Be breezy.
Okay, cool.
So, and it's going to be an outside wedding.
Okay.
Future husband, I hope you can pay for all of my dreams. All right. My dad told me he's not. Anyways, gray suit.
Damn.
Oh, my.
We'll see when the time comes.
Gray suit, a similar to, he's wearing kind of a light lilac lavender t-shirt right now. So
Casey Strength.
Lilac. Strange. That's funny. That's a funny word, lilac.
Lilac. He would wear a button up like that, and then you would have a nice tie. The tie would probably be more silky, shiny, like a silvery, because I would have, that's the colors I would have. So that's what you'd be wearing, really nice shoes.
Of course.
I guess you can wear your chains.
I will, regardless.
And a nice watch.
Yep.
Run it.
The watch you have over there, just talking about. There you go.
Yes. Perfect. It's all a right. Black watch, so.
All right.
That would still work.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Chuck.
So going back to what you said earlier about how you, when you're like designing clothes for children or even just other people, how you could really like picture what kind of material and everything for that person. Do you like take that into account when you're even buying clothes for yourself in public? I don't like this fabric. It'll break easily or something, or this doesn't look, well, obviously some people say it don't look good, but you know.
So a lot of clothing, I feel like more so for women, have hanger appeal, and they look so cute on the hanger in the store.
Oh, that's facts.
On the rack. Mm-hmm.
That's facts.
And then you go home and you put it on, you're like, what?
That's facts.
Is this?
Did that ever happen to you, Cody? You go in the store and you see something like on the hanger and you're like, yo, that looks fire. And you try it on like in the dressing room and you're like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's happened a couple times.
That's crazy though. That I just now came to that revelation.
He said, yo.
They said, yo, my God.
Yo, that's facts.
No way.
So really important to try things on. But I do look at the stitching and things. I look at the seam. I'll kind of like pull it a little bit. Because if you pull it just a little bit and the seams look like they're going to pop out when you're wearing it, it might. I also look at the fabrication. I like to look at the fabrication. I like to feel it. Because sometimes things look nice and then you feel it and the fabric kind of feels nasty or gross. And then I think, is it the like solution that they put on it? Because they spray their clothes with stuff like jeans. Jeans are going to feel a lot stiffer in the store. And as you wear the jeans, when you wash them, they get softer. But I kind of feel them because if it feels like there's like a lot of chemicals or something on it, I kind of don't want it. I don't know. I just don't like it. So personally, I definitely like to feel comfy. So I definitely pay attention to the fabrication, the stitching, any like sequins or any like iron-on patches, anything that's on it that if I wash, will it come off? Like just how it's constructed. It's also too like you do get what you're buying. So for example, like if you're shopping at a Rainbow, the stitches might be popping out. But if you go into like a Macy's and you're in like the little Michael Kors section, it's going to have, their stitching is going to be a lot better quality.
All right.
Okay. Cool. That's
good stuff there.
Good stuff there.
I thought you were going to, were you going to say something?
No.
No? Okay. All right. So, yeah, this is part of the show where we do a little separation.
Yes.
We take Adria SP Design and throw out the window.
Oh, wow. There goes my career.
All right. Career down the drain. And we're going to take Adria Sylvia Pollard.
Damn, you putting my government out there.
What they think ASP stand for.
You could have said, what does ASP stand for? That could have been a nice question.
Well, whatever.
We're but that take is Adria, what it stands for, you
and
guys.
We're going to put her in the seat. And let's start out with, what do you like to do for fun?
I don't know. Well, recently, I've been super into the beach and just being one with the sun and nature.
The beach?
The beach.
You're not supposed to go to the beach.
Well, you know what?
What are you doing?
Well, actually, the beach I go to is a private-owned beach, so it's a little bit more safe.
Where?
I can't disclose this information. We can talk about it live on the air.
So you like the beach. What else?
Like the beach. I really enjoy spending time with my family, my sister.
That's
Miracle.
Cap.
I do. I like to spend time with my
I don't
daughter.
Ever hear from you. I don't get no calls.
Cody.
No text messages. No, how you doing?
No, I love you.
No, that's cap.
And I talk about you. I talk about y'all like you're my children.
I don't recall.
I do. Ask your father.
Is this true?
She just blows my phone up asking for favors.
What?
What? Why are you pointing out my head?
Oh, that's oh, cap. Oh. Okay.
What's happening?
No, but yeah, she just blows my line up asking for favors.
Or telling you when mom.
She only calls you when she needs something.
Or
huh?
If mom wants something done, and then she hits me up.
But I can see what you're doing on the social.
Matter of fact, now that I think about it, I do get a text message when I'm needed for something.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Oh, can you guys help me move?
Yeah, and you get reimbursed.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. She
fed us.
She fed
y'all today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a guest on your show.
Okay. We don't have to take it there. But.
Take it easy. Hey, we have to cut the mic.
Say you'll turn the mic down.
Turn the mic off. You don't play video games, so
I
can't
don't
ask that
anymore.
You never really
day.
Did.
When I was younger, I used to play with my cousins.
You had a PSP.
When,
and you barely touched it.
When we all lived in the house in the Bronx together, and Titi Teta and her kids were there, I would play video games with them on their whatever machines.
The one that looks like just like Alicia?
Yes.
Yes.
Her?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Ridiculous. Just like
that. That's
just
weird. That stuff is crazy. I'm sorry.
You might as well let it fly.
I'm sorry.
What else can we ask her, Cody?
I just want your take on the whole Jada Pinkett Smith situation.
Yeah, let's speak on it.
There are a lot of It just seems like a lot of females are defending Jada.
For, bro, I've seen it on my own Snapchat.
Yeah,
and this person will be blocked immediately.
Did we?
Huh?
We did.
No, I did.
Oh,
and she was like, "Y'all talking about an entanglement, but y'all over here hooking up with so-and-so and so-and-so." Man, shut up.
Okay, but this is a marriage, right?
Shut up.
First of all, I don't think there's any such thing as an open marriage.
I agree.
No, not at all.
But it seems like a lot of girls are defending Jada, and I'm not trying to be that guy, but
if you hear this and you are defending Jada, please let us know your opinion.
Like that's like the most important thing going on right now, but it's just like it's kind of ridiculous how nobody like wants to take any kind of accountability.
You know right.
Well,
so yeah,
I did not watch the full interview because I was just
it was weird, it was very odd.
I didn't watch the full thing.
I laughed
very odd,
I laughed a lot, and then I was kind of sad because old boy Will looked like he was really trying to fight back,
right?
The waterworks, and he really did look hurt. And then it's like you invited him onto your show to talk about your
what is it, the Red Table?
Yeah, that takes some big courage to do that.
Yeah, so she has the Red Table Talk show on where Facebook. It's her mother and like her daughter, and they talk and interview people and stuff like that. And she on her own TV show, she was like, "We're gonna talk about me in August. You wanna come?" And they sat down at the Red Table and had this conversation. And I'm telling you, homeboy was sitting there fighting back these tears in his eyes.
You could tell like Will was.
And not only that, honestly, that's not okay. So yes, the media puts you and August together. They saw you together, and there's always some sort of conspiracy theory going on. And there's always like, we saw this celebrity standing next to this celebrity. They must be sleeping together. They're doing this and that together. And it's not always the truth, but the media they love to paint pictures. They love to cause drama for no reason. And you know, it's very personal when it's your husband and, you know, you have a family together and these rumors are being spread. However, famous or not famous, whether the world knows about it or they don't, that's a conversation that should have been had at any table that there was no camera at. That's what I think.
That's true.
You know, I felt like that kind of, I think it was kind of disrespectful. Because she sat there and straight up said, "Well, he made me happy. You haven't made me happy."
Bro,
and,
that's what.
What? That's, so that's the disrespectful
that's
part?
That's not the only disrespectful part. Okay. I'm saying that it's hard to hear. Like, to be in love with somebody, you have all of this together with them. And then, you know, okay, so maybe they both agreed to have an open marriage and to keep their marriage happy or whatever. So
that's weird,
when you're feeling however you're feeling, you could go over there and do what you're doing, and we always come together at the end of the day. I think that's BS.
That's
but
weird,
if that's
bro.
What their idea was behind the whole open marriage, you know, and then for her to look him in the face on live Facebook or whatever and be like, "He made me happy and I didn't feel happy." You know, that clearly broke the man. I just felt like this whole conversation should have been done in private. I do feel like there are two sides to every story. You know, apparently Will was with Margaret Robbie and all these other girls. But if you had an open marriage, then Will was doing whatever he wanted to do. You were doing what you wanted to do. And apparently y'all both said it's okay. So obviously there's going to be jealousy, there's going to be stuff. But at the end of the day, you both said, yes, you said this is okay. Then he said, well, we separated. So I guess somewhere in this marriage, they decided it wasn't an open marriage or whatever the terms of their marriage was. And it seems to me like they were not in an open marriage. That's not the terms of their marriage at the time when August entered the picture.
Right.
And that's I feel what, like that's why Will was so hurt because and I read a Snapchat article where these people were in an open relationship and they discussed like all their moves together. So they discuss when they're going to go out and they're going to do whatever they're doing. And it's all discussed and everybody knows. And so I guess no feelings are hurt or whatever. So if that's what they were doing, they were discussing this and they said, "You know what? Well, I'm going to go see Jay-Z this weekend. Okay. All right, cool. I'm seeing Margaret."
That's
you know,
sick.
You know, they seem to have some sort of understanding and, along the lines, the understandment was not there. And I think that because of that, maybe lack of communication or whatever it was, or maybe she was hiding it. Maybe it was more than just stepping out. It was like she was really having like a full on relationship with August, and that caused a rift in their marriage. And Will really looks upset. He looks hurt. And I get it. You're going to say, okay, well, like men cheat on girls all the time. And then when they find out that the girl's cheating, they're butt hurt and they're upset. But look at what she was doing. I get it, but it seems to me that they had some sort of conversation. They knew what was going on, and he did not know about this.
Mm.
See, my thing is, when she was explaining it, the way she explained it made her, it kind of made her seem like this weird, like...
Very manipulative.
Yeah, like villain type shit. Yeah. Stuff. But, yeah. But she was talking like... Because I told Cody, basically, she pretty much said, I cheated on you with someone who was not in a right space, so I took advantage of them, all because I wanted to heal myself.
Yeah, that's the wildest shit I've ever heard. Wildest thing I've ever heard.
It's like, what?
Well.
You did all this to heal yourself?
And like, it's like that beating around the bush that like just kind of...
Yeah, she didn't want to get to the point.
Yeah, like...
Well, yeah, I saw it. She was like, he's like, so we were separated. And then what did you do? And she was like, well,
I had an entanglement.
Yeah,
I
like,
was entangled. He's like, a relationship. And she's like, an entanglement.
An entanglement.
The language that she was using, it just seemed like she was like.
Her lexicon was ridiculous.
Yeah, like she was like, she wasn't even trying to get straight to the point. She was just like, oh, I'm going to say this to make me feel better. Mm-hmm. And then you should be okay with it because I'm hurt. And then.
No.
No, I mean.
I wasn't going with it.
Enjoy the entanglement memes.
And the memes are hilarious.
And then I feel bad because I'm like, poor Will. And then I enjoy the whole like, oh, you think we're talking? No, sweetie, we're in an entanglement. Jada said.
Yes.
Jada gave us a word, and now we're using it. So I think it's funny. I do like when you're ha-haing about it. I think it's funny. But like if you coming out here, I seen one that says if you think something about if you think we're going to be in entanglement, basically they're going to kill. If you think you're going to be in entanglement, then you're going to end up in an entanglement because I'm strangling you. Something like that, which I thought was funny because if you come at me and you're like, I was entangled, I'm going to be like, no. I'll send it to y'all. I don't remember exactly what it
is. I just wanted to bring that up just because like I'm a big proponent of, you know, being responsible and taking accountability.
But she didn't
want to do that. In these certain situations, there's a lot of like, false justification, so I just wanted a female's version of it.
I think she was definitely trying to make herself look less ill.
Yeah.
And try to use, you know, entanglement.
Yeah, using entanglement the was the like big fancy
her,
words.
She wanted to make that her fancy vocabulary that she thinks people wouldn't understand, but she threw out like a fancy word. And so, entanglement. Different. So
I'm not going
different.
With it.
I think that's what she tried to do.
My dog Will had to muster up every acting bone in his body for that.
He said, "Sorry,
but then,
I'm gonna get your peck.
Yeah,
I'm gonna let you have your petty. Now shut the fuck up, Jaden."
I felt like the whole thing was so weird. The whole thing was so weird because they were like, "What did they say? Something about good marriage, bad marriage
for life."
Oh, they did the bit off of Bad Boys.
Yeah. Get out of here, please.
But they made it marriage. And I'm like, no, not bad marriage. For like, hello, divorce court. Like, goodbye. It was just, I don't know. It's how you gonna be doing what you was doing. Then embarrass yourself and your husband. Make him cry. And then y'all gonna sit there and be like, I'm gonna get you back. But we staying married. Like, y'all just look like a joke. So I felt like.
Cancel the Smiths.
They just look like a joke altogether.
The only one I like is Jaden.
And he's still weird.
Jada been tripping since Tupac.
Willow?
Oh. No.
I feel like any self respecting person.
I'll send him a letter.
Wouldn't have done that on for everybody to see.
Well, you know how celebrities are.
Mm-hmm. Dramatic.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely caused a stir and it sparked up some conversations. So.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a
publicity stunt. Yeah, it could be. Well, I think it was a rollout for August because he brought it up because he tried to sell an album.
Oh, well, then August
Yeah, that's probably like a corny move. But
you done this to yourself?
Yeah, but
what a bean. What a freaking potato.
Anyway.
Man, how far along are we?
If we include all that good content at the beginning, it's 50 minutes.
The beatboxing? This is a nice
time to wind down.
The me being an extra in High School Musical 2.
Oh, yeah, whatever. At the first. We'll see if it makes it in or not. Last question.
Bloopers reel. Hold on. That's where it could be.
Last question before we get to the melting pot. We asked this to all our guests. If you can go back 5 years and tell yourself something, what would you tell yourself 5 years ago?
Eat the food you have at home.
All right.
You
anything like
powerful?
Yeah, like what would you tell yourself back then that you something that you know now that like maybe you could have avoided certain situations?
Well, not to get in depth, but definitely just things that I've learned along the way with like work and my career. I would, knowing what I know now and just being through the experiences that I've been through now, if I could go back and be like, hey, Adrian, 5 years ago, I think that I'd be like in a different place in my career because I could have anticipated. I could have known. I would have had the knowledge. So I'd just be like more up there than I am now. So I would definitely go back and just kind of share that with my 5 years ago self.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Fair enough. With that being said, let's melt some. No, I can't say melt some pot. That's.
Isn't that a dab? Right, Chuck? Allegedly.
Chuck, please. Let's get into the melting pot. You know what it is, melting pot. What? Are you okay?
Yes, I was gonna burn.
Oh, I was like, Bruce Buffer, had you acting like that?
She got him shook.
She said, my God, his voice.
My God.
Melting pot, you know what it is. Person of the week, whatever you want to call it. We'll start with Cody.
I'm going to shout out my cousin Gabby. Wait, I think I did her last week.
Did you?
I don't know. But she's joining into like a financial group that my older cousin is a founder of, and like he's trying to like put people on being like financially free, and it's not like that scammy mess. Mm-hmm. It's like a legit kind of like a plan that for you to use your finances that you take, and like you can have like a plan, and if you say like you want to save like 30 grand or buy a house or something like that, they have it to where like they can look at all your financials and all that and plan accordingly. But she's joining that, and it's a big leap because a lot of young people kind of really don't know what to do with their money, and they have all these goals and stuff. So I guess I really shouldn't be shouting out her, more like my big cousin. But
that's fine.
Yeah, shout out to all of them. Yeah, they're it's like a family business. So
that's dope.
It's cool.
Shout out to the cousins over there. I will put in my cousin Victoria. Because she just had a baby yesterday, yeah?
Congrats.
So she had her kid yesterday. It's a boy, right?
Yes.
I forgot the name.
Evan.
Evan King Beanie. King.
Oh.
So congrats to you, Tori. Cousin Bruno is a grandpa now. My cousin Halen.
Oh, that's Halen's sister?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Halen's an uncle. Hopefully this kid won't grow up. And Halen, if you hear this, I need you to remember your Facebook password, bud. Okay, because you have about 13 Facebooks, and every 2 weeks is a new one. So let's remember that password. But shout out to Tori. I hope the kid's healthy.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah. What about you, Adria?
Well,
you had all this time to think of one.
I did tell you guys how my inspiration was my little sister, Miracle. But I am blessed to be a godmother of a beautiful little girl named Maya. And she also drives my inspiration and passion with my children's wear. And she's just such a sweet little beautiful soul. So I'm going to shout my baby Maya out. Love you, girl.
Maya Papaya.
Baby girl.
Shout out to Maya. Papaya. That's a good episode there.
Yes, indeed.
That was a good, juicy episode. Oh, Chuck, normally a producer doesn't have one. But you want a melting pot spot? Hot Dog Man.
The Hot Dog Man from Snapchat.
From Snapchat.
All right.
I really miss the homie.
And that's why Chuck is the producer for this.
All right.
No, the Hot Dog playing. Man got me through some tough times.
Thank you for listening to the show. You know, follow the show on Instagram at Melted Chocolate Pod. Follow it on Twitter at Melted Cocoa Pod. Follow Adria. Where can they find you?
They can find me on Facebook at Adria SP Designs, as well as on Instagram at Adria underscore SP underscore Designs.
Perfect.
You all right, you heard that.
Find Cody at O underscore Jody. Chuck at Charles Lobosco. Charles dot Lobosco. Myself, AP Flacco. And that's our socials. Find us there and hit the blue follow button. Boost up the, what's it called?
The analytics.
Yes. Boost it up. You see us on the feed. Thanks for listening. As always, stay safe.
Wash your hands, wear your mask.
Yep.
Sanitize it with 60% alcohol.
Yep.
Social distance.
Mm-hmm.
6 feet maximum.
Maximum.
Or minimum.
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 Regardless.
Yeah.
6 feet.
Cover your mouth when you cough.
Yep.
Wash behind your ears when you take a shower.
Yes. That was your medical report from Cody Webb himself. Come on. We'll see you next week. What are we doing next week, you ask? I don't know. We never know. So,
hey, that's the best part.
So thank you for listening. We love all of you, love all the support and whatnot. So
y'all be easy, man.
Adios.
Like presents unopened until this day. I still see the messages you read. I'm foolishly patient. Taste of your lips. Don't wanna let you out my head. Just like today.